a declaration of war. The paper also reports that Ukraine's newly appointed naval chief has assumed his position by moving over to the Russian side. He was named on Saturday, but today proclaimed his loyalty to the pro-Russian regional authority of Crimea. Forces controlled by Moscow, the paper says, surround the military bases in the Crimea to ensure their defection. Kiev, meanwhile, calls in the reservists. The photograph shows a group of Cossacks in formation volunteering to fight against Kiev, if need be.
In another article, under the headline, "We are ready to fight for our homeland," El País quotes the followers of Ukraine's ultra-right nationalists, the right section. Youth, the paper says, are signing up with the ultra-nationalists after Russia's threat.
La Vanguardia, the Barcelona daily, runs the headlines, "Putin consolidates his positions in Crimea, and the head of the Ukrainian Navy defects and takes the helm of the pro-Russian fleet." The paper notes that while Russian military units were taking strategic spots in Crimea, demonstrations for and against President Putin.
And hello. If you've just joined us, please stay tuned for our regularly scheduled program of Indigenous Talk Radio with the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Listening to Angry Indian Radio, the podcast of the Aboriginal Press News Service.
Find us on the web, ang-newswire.blogspot.com.
The United States, the U.S. ambassador in Kiev, Jeffrey Pyatt, the assistant secretary of state for European and Eurasian Affairs, Victoria Nuland, and people like Senator John McCain, who, of course, is allied with al-Qaeda forces in Syria, have all come out and complimented one of the opposition parties called Svoboda for their constructive role in the overthrow of the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych, who is still the legitimate president of Ukraine. He was elected in an election deemed fair by international observers. But we have Pyatt and Nuland, who both are Jewish, as well as McCain supporting Svoboda, which is a self-proclaimed neo-Nazi organization. So here we have another example, yet again, of Zionists and Nazis arm in arm. Of course, Mr. McCain is a big supporter of these neoconservative Zionists. And now we've got al-Qaeda. Now we've got him on record supporting neo-Nazis. He was his picture was taken with the head of the neo-Nazi party over there. Mrs. Nuland was Miss Nuland, I should say. She's married to Robert Kagan, the vile neocon who was the architect of the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan. These people need to be run out of this administration. McCain needs to be probably arrested for supporting al-Qaeda, in my opinion. And Nuland and Pyatt should be fired for supporting neo-Nazis. This is what the problem is in Ukraine today. We have a government, a non-functioning government. Russia does not recognize the legitimacy of that government. And we've got people like the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney sort of doing his dance. And he knows what the situation is with neo-Nazis in Ukraine. He was a former Time magazine correspondent in Moscow, and he's traveled to Kiev. He knows the whole situation. But why he doesn't prevail on President Obama to not recognize this illegitimate government in Kiev is beyond me. Unless it's fine now that the American government supports neo-Nazis. But I just find it absolutely ironic, that those who are neoconservative and pro-Israel are also supporting a neo-Nazis who now make up a large portion of the Ukrainian illegal government.
Angry Indian Radio. You are listening to the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
You are listening to the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Real talk for the fourth world.
Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro. That's nothing. What were you before the white man named you a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have? What was yours? And how did he take it? What gun did you see? Where is your history? How did the man wipe out your history? How did the man, what did the man do to make you as dumb as you are right now?
Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
All Indians, all over the land, all saying the same thing. This is our homeland. This is our birthright. They don't want any white man comes in here and tell us that you have to divide this up this way or that way. The white man doesn't own this land. Just because he has a gun, he said, I took your land.
Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Transmitting from within the occupied Aboriginal territories of North America to the people of the Fourth World and all ships at sea. This is Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Internet radio for smart Aboriginal Radio.
Este es Aborigen Inteligente de Radio.
This is Radio Intelligente Indigena.
The threat of neo-Nazi ideology is causing alarm in Ukraine. The country, home to over 13 ethnicities, is now rocked on a daily basis by shocking videos uploaded to YouTube by some of those who came to power following the ousting of President Yanukovych. RT's Maria Fonoshna filed this report.
These are some of the new masters of Ukraine, doing what they want after spearheading the revolution. They burst into a local parliament session in a town outside Kiev, wearing uniforms, masks, and t-shirts with Nazi symbols. Among them are the Patriots of Ukraine group. One of its leaders, Igor Mosechuk, was recently released from jail as a political prisoner by the country's new authorities. He had been serving 6 years for preparing a terror attack.
Any attempts to infringe on Ukraine's territorial integrity will be punished. If the authorities can't do that, we'll handle it. We'll go to the Crimea, and like before, they'll run like rats.
While there is evidence that his fighters train with firearms. A close associate of the Patriots of Ukraine, Dmitry Yarosh, was reportedly offered a key position in the Ukrainian Security Council. His group, the Right Sector, has been described as neo-fascist by the Western media. Another prominent member, Alexander Muzichko, in this 2007 video pledges to fight against communists, Jews and Russians for as long as blood flows in his veins. It's a sentiment echoed by his followers in this video.
Stab the Russian scum!
Veterans know what fascism is. There were the Nuremberg trials that recognized it as evil, but still we see it being supported and glorified.
Vasily Lobov, the head of an Air Force Veterans Association, is one of many Ukrainians who are worried about the rise of these radicals. We met Vasily in Sevastopol, the Crimean city that witnessed some of the bloodiest fighting against the Nazis in World War II.
There are certain circles abroad who are not interested in a strong Ukraine. They do not want to see Russia and Ukraine work together. They want to sow division between us.
This is a World War II memorial in Sevastopol, the city that earned its military glory in the fight against fascism. It commemorates those who died trying to protect their motherland and their families from a sick ideology that threatens to take this region and the world over. Today, almost 70 years later, it seems the principles and values these brave people fought for could again be in danger, while the force they died fighting may be making a comeback. Marie Finoshina, RT from Crimea.
Internet radio for smarter the region.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Transmitting to the people of the fourth world from within occupied North America, this is Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Salutan and peace to all original human beings resident on the physical plane. I'm your host, the Angry Indian, editor-in-chief of the Aboriginal Press News Service, blogging to the world from aboriginalnewswire.tumblr.com and aboriginalpress.wordpress.com and ang-newswire.blogspot.com. Thank you for tuning in to Indigenous News, Thought and Analysis concerning the issues that matter to original peoples and other communities across the world living under imperial, theological, racist, neoclassist, neocolonialist, neoliteral, neoliberal, neo-fascist, neo-misogynist, and neo-homophobic control. I wish to welcome you all to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Welcome along, I wish peace to the gods and earths, and love and solidarity to the entire original family in this time of strife and struggle. I'm your host, Angry Indian, and I'm here, as always, with my co-executive producer and studio engineer, Ms. Guadalupe Morales. And, you know, it feels good sometimes. It feels good to be vindicated. If you've been paying attention to what's going on in the Ukraine, you know, I feel vindicated. You know, I wrote two particular books about this. Heidegger's Children, the, you know, reemergence, right, of Christian extremism in the Western world, right? And Christians, Caucasians, and desperate white men, talking about the Anders Breivik massacre that took place in Norway. You know, because everybody's forgotten about that in the West. You know, no one really wants to talk about that. No one wants to discuss it. You know, in the UK, in the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, nobody. Nobody wants to discuss Anders Breivik. No one wants to discuss the fact that he came to the United States at least twice? He had plastic surgery over here so that he could look more Aryan. Because evidently, you know, Anders Breivik didn't believe that he looked white enough. Now, this is a white supremacist who got surgery to look whiter. Right, this is somebody who was talking about the Knights Templar is back, huh? Now you know, the hell with Alex Jones. You know, I mean, look at, you know, the mentality of someone who's talking about reviving the Knights Templar. You know, who were the Knights Templar? We're really not even goddamn sure historically, because there's so many romanticized. You know, if you want to call them documentaries, I don't think they're documentaries. I call them docudramas. You know, History Channel, Discovery Channel. Those are not documentaries. They're docudramas. They're not documenting anything. You know, I mean, they got this film here, Noah, coming out, right? With, you know, I mean, Noah's being played by Mallory. Has anybody thought about that? Russell Crowe is Maori. Has anybody thought about that? You know, because Kiwis know that he votes in the, you know, in the Maori elections, right? So, you know, is anybody realizing that? You know, I mean, this is the irony about this, because the majority of folks are going to see him as a white guy. Which for, you know, all accounts and purposes, you know, he says, yeah, that's how people see me. But he's talked in interviews, you know, probably when he wasn't sober. And he was pretty open about the racism in New Zealand against Maori people. And he's like, he's felt it because he's Maori. But he also said he's felt, you know, hatred from a lot of Maori because, well, he looks like a white guy. And, you know, and for those of us in the mix, man, you know, they put you on that line, right? They put you on that line of confusion. And see, and this is where I'm getting to. You know, we got a lot of confusion going on. So we hear that the Ukraine protest, the Euromaidan, right, which is going in their public square, they're trying to link it to the Arab Spring, you know, 1, 2, and 3, right? They're trying to, you know, link it to Libya. They're trying to link it to what's going on in Syria. You know, they're trying to link it to these things. It really has more in common with what's going on in Venezuela. Because we're seeing another coup over there again. You know, they keep talking about these quote-unquote democratic protests that are going on in Venezuela. But when you actually look at what the hell is going on, it turns out that the poor folks are not involved in any of this. They're not involved in any of this. These are middle class, upper middle class, and the rich folks that have involved themselves in this. You know, so what the hell is really going on? Oh, well, Maduro's this, Maduro's that. Well, we never really got a chance to find out what Brother Maduro could do, because Brother Maduro really wasn't given a chance after his, you know, after his leader, after the mandate that he had to step in, you know, and fill that particular role as Presidente of Venezuela. You know, Hugo Chavez died of cancer. How did that happen? Cristina Fernandez came down with cancer. How did that happen? Lula in Brazil got sick, didn't he? With cancer, right? How did that happen? And two or three others, you know, all of a sudden developed cancer down there. And now Chokwe Lumumba, now that people are saying that his heart attack may not have been natural. And then we see Eric Holder. Now he's in the hospital right now. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm not talking some, you know, again, I'm not picking on Alex Jones. I'm not singling out Alex Jones. It's just Alex Jones really believes that he's the center of the motherfucking universe. Especially when it comes to, you know, alternative goddamn news media. He is not. Yeah, he's been out there for a long time. And yeah, he's been wrong a hell of a lot of times too. And he's a complete maniac when you see him on mainstream media. I'm not even talking about listening to his show. I'm talking about mainstream goddamn media. You know, you have Piers Morgan. You had a couple other things that he's been on where he just loses his you know, he loses his composure. He doesn't know how to explain whatever it is that, you know, he's about. Right? I mean, Lupe and I have talked about this. And, you know, it's like there's a big difference, even though I suppose they're on the same coin. And I know that they work together. But Governor Jesse Ventura, who's also a Mongol. Now, you know, think about that. You know, look it up. Don't believe me. You know, don't believe me. Don't believe me. You look it up for yourself. But regardless, I mean, you know, he can, you know, debate intelligently. He can explain his viewpoints. And you can say that he's extreme or this, that, and the other. I mean, what have you. We don't have to agree with each other. But, you know, at least he can be reasonable about it. You know, Alex Jones and the people who really follow him diligently, and I'm including the RGB people who quote him to me, when he's out here saying that the Trayvon Martin thing was a hoax. He said it was a hoax. You know, Zimmerman to him is a hero. You know, I mean, how many of these cats I told you, Lupe, I was talking to on the street, and they want to talk to me about Steven Seagal? Steven Seagal, when he's not hanging out with Vladimir Putin, right? He makes time to hang out with George Zimmerman. You know, or when he's giving people like Dana Rohrabacher a tour over in where were they? They were in Russia, but they were talking about going over to, I was going to say Georgia, but it wasn't Georgia. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's where they're having, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Yeah, I mean, you know, Steven Seagal, for whatever reason, is giving these, you know, politicians tours in some of the most dangerous parts of Asia, you know. And I don't get this. I mean, I just found out today, you know, my wife and I were looking at something. It turns out that, you know, mixed martial arts, well, that's what they're calling it. It's just pit fighting as far as I'm goddamn concerned. You know, I mean, real traditional martial artists, you know, you're supposed to be working towards some kind of, you know, well, inner peace for yourself, some kind of equilibrium with the world about you, right? Because you have this power to do so much damage. You know, you also have to have the power to not do it. You know, that's the whole idea of Budo, as opposed to all this nonsense, these cage fights, these pit fights. You know, the idea of Budo, to stop the violence. Not to continue it, not to promote it, but to stop the violence, right? Well, you know, now they got use. I'm not talking about young people. I'm talking about children now doing mixed martial arts, if you want to call it that. And there's no honor in this. It's goddamn disgusting. It's just like these beauty pageants. And this is, again, seems like I'm going on a tangent, but I'm really not. This is the craziness. This is the mentality. All right? When we had the Supreme Court that will say that it's a violation of the rights of the rights of young people to prevent them or not allow them to have access to violent video games. You know, since when was the Supreme Court, you know, ever given a damn? Ever. At any time, about young people. You know, we have young black men out here at a rate of every 28 hours who are being executed either by a uniformed police officer, by a security person who's working for a private security firm, or somebody like George Zimmerman who considers himself to be working for God. You know, God's vigilante, right? You know, God's, you know, fist of iron on earth. That he felt that he could not let them get away with it, whatever it was. And he tailed and followed and, you know, ran up on somebody that he was told by the police not to engage. He was told to stand down. For all of you who are into military language, he was told to stand down. And he didn't want to do it. And from what we understand, he still has a whole lot of weapons. He has a whole lot of arms. And, you know, he's talking about how his life is ruined. You know, this is after his girlfriend had accused him of abusing her. But he's walking around. But black men are being stopped for absolutely no goddamn reason. Stop and frisk, right? And they're expanding this. There's even talk about Obama, you know, one of the cats that was really pushing stop and frisk, being the head of Homeland Security at some point. You know, I mean, what is going on here? Jay Johnson, isn't he... still around? I mean, he's the one that said the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King would approve of the wars and occupations and the invasions that started all this nonsense in Iraq and Afghanistan. Don't believe me. Look it up. Look it up. Don't believe me. Look it up. And then we have a lawyer, because he successfully, I suppose, defended, you know, brother Mameh Abu-Jamal, you know, from a frame-up, basically. So now he's not allowed to have anything to do with any higher office because, you know, white Republicans and Democrats decided, hey, man, we can't, you know, back him because he supported somebody who killed a police officer. And all anyone has to do is some cursory, you know, investigation. The information is available online, is all over the place. It turns out that there was a big, you know, conspiracy going on behind this whole thing. You know, I mean, from what I'm hearing, you know, in sources from Philly, it turns out that the officer in question that, you know, who lost his life that night. And, you know, it's a shame when anybody dies. You know, anybody to say that anyone who is supportive of Mameh Abu-Jamal is not, caring about what happened to that officer is a fucking liar. He's a liar. She's a liar. Whoever comes up with that nonsense is full of it. You know, Officer Faulkner, I mean, the more you get into this, it turns out that Officer Faulkner probably was a good cat, which is why he was set up in the first place. Do the research. It turns out that he was not in, he was like Serpico. He was like the Philly Serpico. He was not in with the graft. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. And you know how it is when you're dealing with people that are dirty. You got to be equally dirty or you can't run with them. Because, you know, the whole thing is, if they're taking money under the table, in an envelope, however they're doing it, if they, you know, are squeezing the pimp, squeezing, you know, the working girls, the dealers that are slinging, you know, whatever it is. Whatever it is. You know, the gambling, the after, because that whole area, you know, if you know anything about Philly, was after hours. It was after hours. It was after hours. So, meaning that they were closed when the legal, you know, barrier in terms of alcohol sales ended. They were still pumping alcohol. Plastic cups, what have you, right? Out the can. You dig what I'm saying? None of these places were licensed. None of them had a liquor license. Business license, liquor license. They were not legal, period. They were speakeasies, for lack of a better term. You dig what I'm saying? And they were paying off who? In order to stay open. Everybody knew what was going on. Everybody knew what was happening. They were making money. Somebody else had to be paid in order for that to happen. That's just how the universe works. That's just how the universe works. When you see somebody slinging dope, when you see girls who are out there working on a regular goddamn basis on the same corner, night in, night out, because, you know, these supposed real hardcore pimps, they don't get their girls a day off. There's no such thing as a day off with them, right? Because they're pimping supposedly 24/7. Those girls don't get a day off. They just get rest period in between tricks, right? So, you know, if they're out there hustling day and fucking night, and of course, you know, at night, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. There's going to be condoms, you know, all over the goddamn place. Use condoms everywhere, right? Okay. That is able to go down year in and year out. Who do you think is paying for that? And who do you think is getting paid in order to allow that to roll? Now, they might come down with a swoop every now and again because of, you know, public this and that. And they got to, you know, show that they're, you know, they're doing something about it. Or usually when something happens to one of the working girls, you know, then they come down, right? Or when you got these idiot pimps, and, well, I don't know, I'm not even going to give them the label of pimp. I'm sorry. You know, 6-7 motherfuckers talking about, you know, pimping on one girl ain't motherfucking pimping. And I'm not glorifying a goddamn thing, but if you're going to really talk about this shit, then let's fucking talk about it, okay? That ain't goddamn fucking pimping. That girl is just complete. She's a fucking slave being goddamn abused by a bunch of fucking clowns. You know, the type that instead of just talking to another, you know, gentleman out there, you know, over a disagreement, they want to dump down on the track. And I know I'm going on a whole bunch of tangents right now, but roll with me. What I'm trying to say is everything is out of motherfucking pocket. And people see the out-of-pocket activity every day of the week, and they don't say anything. They don't say to themselves that the system is allowing this to happen. Now, we talk about Malcolm X a lot, but we don't talk about that he pointed this out himself. He said the dice that are being, you know, rolled, you know, whether you're playing, regular craps, CeeLo, you know, whatever it is that you do, you know. Backgammon, you know, whatever it is that you do, that you put money down, that you gamble with. Well, I mean, who's making the dice? You know, the label on the whiskey and Brass Monkey and Night Train and Thunderbird and all that bullshit. Who's producing this? You can't get that crap in the better neighborhoods. You can't buy malt liquor in the better neighborhoods. Are you kidding me? You can't buy Cisco and Zuma and that kind of crap, you know, in the motherfucking better neighborhoods, man. You know, they're not, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You know, and for those people who live in these goddamn glass houses that, you know, got their iPhones and want to keep up with all of the new technology and whatever the cultural symbols in, because it turns out that, you know, being a real black-skinned girl now is in, being that homegirl won the Oscar for playing a slave, you know. I mean, I thought she was beautiful before all this bullshit, but now, all of a sudden, you know, black skin is in, big asses are in, big lips are in, round eyes are in for Asian girls. You know, come on. You know, this is all fucking crazy. You know, this is why I was telling someone on Twitter. You know, Americans don't understand fucking satire. They see satire as fucking reality because that is actually how people view things here. You know, Fox News, which is non-news, I mean, the reason they can go on the way that they fucking go on is because folks here allow it to fucking happen. Instead of laughing them off the motherfucking air, you know. I mean, you know, it's like with Joe McCarthy. You know, I mean, it was at some point, even though it was, an arranged thing on the part of the people that did it. You know, and the thing with McCarthy was he made a fucking mistake. See, he actually started really going after the military, you know, which was dumb. You know, because, you know, Eisenhower was just not going to fucking have that. You dig what I'm saying? And he made the mistake, I believe it was, of saying some shit about the Navy. You know, which if you can't back up what the fuck you're saying in the Navy, don't fucking say it. You dig what I'm saying? If you can't actually back up what the fuck you're talking about, don't talk. Get your fucking facts straight first. You understand what I'm saying? And he picked on a particular lawyer, a young solicitor, and that's really when, I can't remember his name right now, who, you know, well, whoever it was that jumped in his motherfucking ass and assassed him, very simply. You know, have you no fucking shame? You know, and that's what you can say to somebody like Bill O'Reilly. But see, you can't say shit to Bill O'Reilly, right? Because he's sitting there with his buddy Al Sharpton, who takes him to Harlem restaurants where he's surprised that nobody's yelling for the motherfucking iced tea. But they're sitting there with Obama talking about my brother's keeper, while Black Panther Party for self-defense members are sitting in fucking prisons from coast to goddamn coast. Many of them have been in solitary for decades for doing exactly what the fuck Obama's talking about. But Bill O'Reilly's sitting up there from Fox non-motherfucking news. He works for Rupert fucking Murdoch, an Australian fascist. The word in Oz is he is connected to the, you know, to the fascist far-right network in Australia. So, for that matter, is Mel Gibson's pop, because the two of them are pals. Look it up. Look it up. You know, I mean, Bob Maxwell was pretty bad, if you remember him, Captain Baldwin, right? Bob Maxwell, you know, he was on the train, you know, he demanded to be met by leaders every place. You know, he was funny while he was ripping off the newspaper. But, you know, Murdoch comes in, and it's just, you know, come on. Come on, you know, after what happened with the News of the World, after what happened with, what was it, Rebecca Brooks, and now she's admitted to this affair with Coulson, and they were tapping the lines of people who were suffering tragedies, why is he allowed to run a news agency? Somebody explain that to me. Why is he allowed to run a news agency? And now we're on it, and since I'm going on a goddamn tangent, we're going to talk about Radio for All for a minute. And, you know, it's pretty fucking bad that, you know, Rupert Murdoch is allowed to do everything that he's doing with impunity and allowed to make a fucking profit with this. You know, and his news service is spreading lies and confusion and deceit and uncertainty and fear amongst people who are already on the goddamn edge. You know, because the empire is crumbling, and, you know, and the people within the empire, they don't know what the fuck to do. And see, and what's weird about it is, again, I'm going to go back to Malcolm X now. I'm going to go back to the Honorable Brother Malcolm X now. Because he said this, and people don't listen. America can always save itself. All it has to do is start giving the people who make the country what it is, what they deserve. Not extra, not a handout, not a fucking favor, but to give the people in the United States who make the United States what the fuck it is, their fair fucking due. Not the Koch brothers, not Monsanto, you know, not the chemical company that did all that goddamn damage in West Virginia. you know, because, you know, my pal Bob Kincaid, you can find his work over at headonradio.com. And if you can, you know, send him some dosh, please. Yeah, you're going to hear he and I talk a little later, you know, in this dispatch. But, you know, really, you know, help him out if you can, because he's the only person up there, really, on radio that's representing Appalachia in terms of representing the people of Appalachia and not, you know, Big Coal. You know, he's also hooked up with, you know, a lot of different organizations up there that are trying to, you know, clean out the environment. So, you know, really check him out at headonradio.com. And, you know, that whole area of water there really supplies not just Appalachia, not just Virginia, not just the surrounding area, but most of the damn Northeast. And, you know, hey, is anybody really concerned up there? No. They saw Katrina and they figured, well, that's just a bunch of niggas. Well, you know, now that this other stuff is happening, right? Now that this other, you know, chaos is going on, you know, no one's connecting this. That capitalism is behind this. That capitalism and the selfishness of what the Occupy movement is called in the 1% is behind this. And no one's really even talking about the Occupy. I mean, they were under threat and the authorities didn't even do anything to protect them. Look that up. Look that up. Ask the Occupy movement, you know, how that they were treated when it came, you know, to the light of the authorities that they were under threat and nothing was done about it. And worse, here's a conspiracy to do damage to a group for political reasons. And from what we can see, there was no investigation other than to find out that it happened and to inform them that that this was, you know, basically hanging over their heads. But nothing was done about the people who were behind the plot. Again, look it up. Don't believe me. But what I was going to say in terms of, you know, our distribution service, you know, we've been working with RadioForAll.net. And go check them out, RadioForAll.net. You know, for quite a while. And, you know, it seems that, you know, they're really having hard times. And it's happened a couple of times where, you know, they were just down and, you know, they're having server issues, you know, really, well, technical issues. And, you know, there's some other things going on. But the point is, it's one of the few places you can actually get alternative media. Now, Bristol Broadband Cooperative is there. Roger Free Kansas, you know, check them out too, please, at fightingcockfighter.blogspot.com. You know, they're one of the shows that carries Fourth World Radio. I mean, you have the Michael Slate Show. You have Latin Waves, War Room Radio, and Smells Like Human Spirit podcast, and Far Out Press Presents, and Grassroots Environmental Protection Radio. I mean, Middy's Migraines. You know, it is one of the best, if not really the only, resources out there for real, alternative, non-capitalist, right? You know, free-thinking. Yeah, well, I don't want to go any further with the labels because I don't want to offend anybody. But let's just say it's not Fox Non-News. Dig what I'm saying? It's not Fox Non-News. And, you know, they're really struggling. So, you know, if you can do anything at all and you want to hear this show and allow this show to be, you know, broadcast on, you know, legitimate radio stations for all kinds of purposes, right? Because this is the internet for the most part. But radio stations do pick this up. Radio stations do pick this up. You know, Captain Jack has been running us for, you know, for quite some time in San Francisco. You know, the information is out here, but it's not going to get out here if we rely on the mainstream. Because if we rely on the mainstream, you'll think that what's going on in Ukraine right now is a good thing. There's nothing good about what the hell is going on in the Ukraine. You dig what I'm saying? The Nazis have taken over. And what's worse, they're being led by IDF members. And the Jewish and the Israeli media, at least the Jewish Telegraph News Agency, says this and confirms this. You know, and I've tried to, you know, to tell people, and I've been saying this for so many goddamn years, fascism does not understand race in terms of as a target. You know, if these cats can get their whole thing together in terms of being against Muslims, right? This is what's going to happen. Yeah, now if you're just confused about what I said on why a group of Jews will work with a group of neo-Nazis in Ukraine, you kind of have to understand the neo-Nazi problem in Israel to understand that the majority of the neo-Nazis in Israel are coming from Russia and from the Ukraine. They're Jewish. but they don't identify with being Jewish. And I'm not talking about being non-observant. I mean, they don't recognize themselves as Jewish at all, in any way, shape, or form. And they're totally antagonistic about it. Follow the links. We've been putting stuff up. Yeah, you can find my ideas about this stuff. Well, all of my thoughts really on this on Twitter. @TheAngryIndian, one word, on Twitter. And you'll see the links that I put up yesterday about the neo-Nazi problem in Israel. And Ehud Olmert, if you remember him, before he was investigated and whatever else went on with him, he said, we failed. We failed as Israelis and we failed as Jews. That, you know, these Ukrainians and these Russian Jews have come in and we were not able to acclimate them. We were not able to basically accept them. So, you know, they went to the ugliest extremes of anti-Jewish hatred. And they're Jews themselves. You know, and no one's talking about this. No one's talking about the craziness. Like I said, I mentioned Breivik. Breivik, you know, was nuts. And he was not just dealing with neo-Nazis. He was also dealing with Christian extremists, right? He was also dealing with Irish unionists. I'm not talking about the Irish Republican Army or Sinn Féin. I'm talking about the unionist side. I'm talking about the Shankill Road issue. Go to the BBC and look at that. There's certain characters that like to be on camera all the time. And they run about. Matter of fact, there's even a series where one of them is running around with a German. Well, it turns out that, Anders Breivik has met with these individuals. And it seems that, you know, everybody knew about this except European intelligence. You know, the EU, Interpol, didn't seem to know about this or was interested. That he was running around making these connections. And then once he went to trial, it came up a little bit. And when the trial ended, the discussion about that ended. About the neo-Nazi network that is operating in Europe. That has been operating in Europe. And what's funny about it is that during the 1980s, they actually used to be much more aligned with the Muslim extremists. Again, go to searchlight.org. Don't believe me on this. Don't believe me. You look it up. Neo-Nazis and, you know, extremists, anti-Jewish, you know, totally Judeophobic. I'm not going to say anti-Semitic because there are people Semitic too. But I'm just talking about, you know, these nutcases. They work together. They work together when it's convenient for them because they both don't like Jews. But now that you have Jews working with Nazis in Ukraine, well, what the hell? it seems that, the stakes are just totally different now. And, you know, we're just going to have to see what happens. But in the meantime, you can watch all of the nonsense that's going on around Putin. In terms of the American right ring, or at least the U.S. right ring, you know, because there's no Tories here. There's no real goddamn equivalent for that. You know, they're just a bunch of fools. I mean, you saw what Al Issa did the other day. I mean, it's just a bunch. This is a clusterfuck of morons. But they're running the government. And, you know, they're running the system as a whole. And it's a fucking shame. But in any case, stick around. We got some more. Check out what's going to come up next. This is Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Please stay tuned.
Hi, this is Zesh Nine from Zesh9.com, and you're listening to the Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Mr. Breivik, you wanted to speak. I do not recognize the Norwegian court. You've gotten your mandate from political parties who support multiculturalism. And furthermore, it's known that you are a personal friend of Hanne Harlem, the sister of Gro Harlem Brundtland. Thank you. Well, Mr. Breivik, now you have heard the National Prosecutor read the charges against you, and you've had time ahead of this to assess this. So now I will ask you, do you plead guilty completely or in part to these charges? I acknowledge the acts, but I do not plead guilty, and I claim that I was doing it in self-defense.
Thank you.
Don't let the colonial occupation blues get you down. Listen to the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. The podcast for Intelligent Aboriginals.
This is FSNL reporter MJ Del Valle in Tbilisi, Georgia. Free Speech Radio News has been an essential outlet for my stories from the Caucasus region, including in-depth looks at the recent Armenian presidential election, the creative ways protesters in Azerbaijan are using to fight for freedom of expression, and labor struggles in the Republic of Georgia. But FSRN, along with the voices of people struggling for dignity, equality, and human rights, could be silenced. Find out how can you support independent grassroots journalists at fsrn.org.
Voices Indigenous Radio brings to you the basics of how not to violate the law and presents the people who are fighting the war against Mother Earth. We bring the awareness of a different paradigm to the airwaves of WBAI as we shed the same old systematic paradigm that is killing Mother Earth. And you can hear the perspective of Indigenous peoples throughout the world and how they live with the law, land, air, and water. First Voices Indigenous Radio is produced in the studios of WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, streaming and archived on WBAI.org and FirstVoicesIndigenousRadio.org.
Idle No More calls all people
to join in peaceful revolution,
to honor Indigenous sovereignty,
and protect the land and water
for generations to come.
Mexicans, South Americans, all Indigenous people, get inspired,
take action,
and become a part of the solution.
It's my future,
your future,
our future.
We are the protectors of Mother Earth.
Stand up and protect it.
Stand up and protect it.
Stand up
and protect our Earth.
Do not sit.
Do not sit.
Do not sit.
Do not sit.
And become a part of this incredible movement.
The time has come.
Idle no more.
Idle no more.
Idle no more. Become idle no more.
Curious or confused? Get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
तपाईलाई थाहा छ नेपालमा पहिलो पटक कहिले एचआईभी संक्रमित व्यक्ति फेला परेको थियो?
थाहा छ सन 1988 मा।
यतिका वर्ष बितिसक्दा एचआईभी एड्स को क्षेत्रमा के भए? सकारात्मक परिवर्तनहरू कति आए? कसले के गरे?
के हामीले आफ्नो जिम्मेवारी बहन गर्यौं? तपाईले गर्नुभयो?
जवाफ आफैसँग खोजौं, जिम्मेवारी बहन गरौं।
सामाजिक रूपान्तरणका लागि गगन गृहको एउटा प्रयास।
Every day, one more Aboriginal person will test positive for HIV. Some will be rejected by their family, friends and community. They will live in isolation, their voices no longer heard. HIV/AIDS stigma and discrimination denies our people the right to protect their future. You can make a difference. Be their voice.
Radio Insurgente, la voz de los sin voz.
Vamos, 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 vamos adelante, para que salgamos en la lucha avante, porque nuestra patria grita y necesita de todo el esfuerzo de los zapatistas.
Transmitiendo desde algún lugar de las montañas del sureste mexicano, en la frecuencia 100.1 en FM.
Oh!
because of this. Lynn, Jim Brown, y'all. Yes, this your evening. One more time, we the Ask Hunter Children for get up. Get into it. Get involved. All Hunter Children, when I have to come down here to the Gullah Geechee Nation, and so glad that Hunter to tune in to we Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio Station. Hunter Children know this your the head, fund the body of this your nation and the whole of we station. Queen Quest, come on, Children. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved to the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, the sponsor of this year radio station. Hunter Children, this year the We Show, Gullah Geechee, Rhythm Radio. Come on, y'all.
Ах, вот она, волков. Рвусь из сил, из всех сухожилий. Но сегодня опять как вчера обложили меня, обложили. Гонят весело на номера. И заели хлопочут двустволки. Там охотники прячутся в тень. На снегу кувыркаются волки, превратившись в живую мишень. Идет охота на волков, идет охота на серых хищников, матерых и щенков. Кричат загонщики и лают псы до рвоты, кровь на снегу и пятна красные флажков. Наши ноги и челюсти быстры, почему же вожак, дай ответ. Мы затравлено мчимся на выстрел и не пробуем через запрет. Волк не может, не должен, иначе вот кончается время мое. Тот, которому я предназначен, улыбнулся и поднял ружье. И вот охота на волков, идет охота на серых хищников, матерых и щенков. Кричат загонщики и лают псы до рвоты, кровь на снегу и пятна красные флажков. Не на равных играют с волками егеря, но не дрогнет рука, оградив нам свободу флажками, бьют уверенно наверняка. Волк не может нарушить традиции, видно в детстве слепые щенки. Мы волчата сосали волчицу и всосали нельзя за флажки. Идет охота на волков, идет охота на серых хищников, матерых и щенков. Кричат загонщики и лают псы до рвоты, кровь на снегу и пятна красные флажков. Я из повиновения вышел, за флажки жажда жизни сильней. Только сзади я радостно слышал удивленные крики людей. Рвусь из сил, из тех сухожилий, но сегодня не так, как вчера. Обложили меня, обложили, но остались ни с чем егеря. Идет охота на волков, идет охота на серых хищников, матерых и щенков. Кричат загонщики и лают псы до рвоты, кровь на снегу и пятна красные флажков.
Can't bring up, one guy sent me a very interesting thing about Barack Obama and race. You can't bring up anything other than that suddenly he's African-American. If you start to, you know, delve around the edges of, wait a minute, isn't he mixed race? Weren't we told that last year? Whatever, biracial? Not allowed to say that anymore. Apparently, the mainstream media has dubbed him to be African-American.
Yeah, I was driving in today, and I was seeing, because I saw this piece with him on 60 Minutes, and I thought to myself, he's very white. In many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, gee, can I even say that? Can I even say that without somebody else starting a campaign saying, what does he mean he's very white? He is. He's very white.
When a Muslim without a birth certificate has taken over the White House, you need a good white former junkie to show you the direction that America needs to go in. Beck, it's What's for Demagogue. This is The Horn. I'm Bob Kincaid. Head on RadioNetwork.com, an internet-based conversation radio experiment. Available most easily at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a Listen Live button. Just jump right on it, and there you are. Or if you're on a mobile device, it's also easy to find us at TuneIn Radio, a nice app for your mobile smartphone, or Tuner Internet Radio, or Dar.fm, or Stitcher Radio, Streama.com. We are rather ubiquitous. I mean, if we got more every night, we'd be paying salaries, right? Head on RadioNetwork.com.
To go to the Skype line now, because our buddy the Angry Indian has been waiting patiently. Angry, brother.
Hey, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, man.
All right, so just to let you and the Horn family know, what's going on in Kiev and Ukraine and the Crimea is totally getting out of hand. Now, there are Confederate flags flying, Ku Klux Klan flags now flying in the Iron Crosses. There are Nazi SS flags, I mean Celtic Cross flags. This has gone completely out of control, and everyone is demonizing Putin about this without really asking about what the hell is going on in the background with this.
No, the question still obtains. Who are the snipers?
Snipers. Yeah, well, I think I sent you a couple of links.
Yeah, I saw.
There was another leak, like the leak with Newland, who said, fuck the EU. It seems that there's another leak that, you know, it seems that the snipers are freelancers. This is the speculation.
Blackwater much?
Something like that. I mean, it wasn't actually Russian troops that went into Ukrainian territory. It was their version of Blackwater. You know, these are independent contractors that work within the Russian state system. You know, they're part of the what was left of the KGB. They privatized a section of that. You know, they're doing state capitalism, and that's who they sent. That these young men that they sent over are not wearing any insignia from the international reports that I'm privy to, which is what everybody else is privy to. You know, GlobalResearch.ca, Counterpunch. You know, all of the quote unquote alternative news sources is that these men are not wearing insignia, but they are representing, or they're taking their instructions from the Russian government, or at least the Russian military hierarchy. But they're not really talking about here. There seems to be a love fest between people like Rudolph Giuliani and the Cheney faction. They all seem to love Putin. And what the hell is going on with this?
It's certainly food for thought. A question coming in from the chat room, Angry. Who are flying these various flags, as far as you've been able to tell?
From what we can see, it's supposed to be the pro-democratic, pro-EU demonstrators in the Maidan. It also turns out that there's an IDF member. It turns out that the Israeli press is now verifying, you know, through their various sources, that there is at least one paramilitary, or what they're calling their militia unit, but otherwise known as paramilitary unit, that's being led by a former IDF conscripty, because I know they all have to do a certain period of time in the IDF. If you consider yourself to be an Israeli citizen, you must serve a certain amount of time in the military. I know this because I almost married an Israeli, and she was a sergeant in the IDF. She had been a sergeant in the IDF, so you know, I'm aware of this. So, you know, this fellow supposedly was Ukrainian, immigrated to Israel, and then bounced back, and is now working with the neo-Nazis in the Ukraine, who have taken over what began as a democratic movement. What began as a legitimate movement has been totally, I mean, even the Ukrainian opposition, at least one member has already been filmed, and he's admitted this, that it turns out that they lost control of the protest, and that the neo-Nazis are flooding in from various parts of Europe, and they're joining this. And they're now, you know, openly saying, the Svoboda Party, that they are pro-Nazi, that they're pro-European, you know, in the sense that they are pro-white, that they are pro-Nazi, and now they're flying American Confederate stars stars and bars flags. You know, I mean, technically the flag of the slaveholders of the United States. And we're trying to understand, you know, which side is the U.S. supporting? You know, are you supporting the Democratic side or are you supporting the far right side? You know, what's going on with this?
And it's a little bit more than weird, is it, and angry to consider the fact that you've got all these neo-Nazis, neo-fascists, whatever. And at the same time, you've got advisors from the IDF?
Well, not so much advisors. This fellow was wearing
a helmet. Freelancers?
Yeah, he seems to be out there going for self, or at least that's the way they're saying. But according to the global Jewish news source, which can be found at jta.org, in an article by Chan Lifshitz, in Kiev, an Israel army vet led a street fighting unit. I mean, the way that they're putting, he calls his troops the Blue Helmets of Maidan. But brown is the color of the headgear worn by Delta, the nom de guerre of the commander of a Jewish-led militia force that participated in Ukrainian Revolution. Under his helmet, he also wears a kippah. Okay, so that means that, you know, if he's wearing a kippah, he's from, meaning he's Orthodox, he's an observant Jew. So, you know, why an observant Jew would work with avowed neo-Nazis that are attacking Jews in Ukraine, they are attacking Jewish homes in Kiev, you know, the Jewish community there does not feel safe. Why would, you know, what is really going on? And I talked about this in two pieces that I wrote that I released as ebooks, where I mentioned that Anders Breivik, the man who did all of that damage in Norway, in two different parts in Norway, that he was coming in and out of the U.S. He was associating with neo-Nazis all over Europe. Nobody stopped him. You know, he was talking about the reformation of the Knights Templar. I mean, this is how crazy this has gotten.
Oh, Lord, they absolutely go off the deep end and start running around in circles, tearing at their own hair when you say the word Knights Templars. Oh, my God, please.
That's where we lead into. You and I both are on the same page when it comes to Alex Jones. And he's not the only one that are out here pumping this nonsense. I mean, he just said recently that the Democratic Party has been taken over by the KKK against white people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you have this kind of, you know, nutcase mentality, just about anything is possible. But somebody must be, you know, directing this because, you know, to whose benefit is it to have this sort of chaos going on in Ukraine?
Cui bono.
You know, in Syria, in Venezuela. I mean, how many conflicts are going on right now and what's happening in Africa? And American media is not asking any questions. You know, one day they hate Putin, the next day they're talking about him as like he was the next American Idol.
He hunts bears and drills for oil. I think that's what Mussolini said.
He said,
you know, caribou Barbie.
Oh, caribou Barbie. Oh, yeah, you mean Palin, her and her husband, who have attended separatist meetings in the South?
Yes.
Who supported Ron Vogel? Who said that he wanted to separate from the United States? You're talking about those traitors?
Secessionists, yes.
Secessionists, yeah.
I mean, secessionism, you know, runs deep in the Palin family because, after all, Todd was deeply associated with the Alaska First Party,
right? And he doesn't mind taking Native American money, though, to pay for their child's medical care. I find that really funny for somebody who's such a capitalist.
Oh, they're grifters. They'll take money from anybody.
It seems that way. You know, even Africans. You know, I mean, wasn't she exercised on stage?
Yes, she was. She was blessed and protected against witches. Yeah. And
mm-hmm. And for my black nationalist brothers who are listening to this, too, you know, please explain to me why you guys are so caught up in this, go after the gay person thing. You're not realizing that and the whole witch hunt thing that went on for, what, 5 years, Bob, before this?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going after gay people? And now we know that how many different, you know, organizations, intelligence, military, all over the continent, and now you can't do a damn thing about it. And now we see the same thing with this hate the gay thing going on in Russia. We're looking at destabilization that's being directed by the nutcases. And nobody in American media
if they're well organized enough to pull this off, how nutty are they? See, well, I imagine that our buddy Jim, for instance, would point out the fact that the only reason that the brown shirts were able to rise to power in pre-war Germany was the fact that there were so many cooks stirring the pot that all you had to do was work up a plurality and not a majority. And any situation where a plurality can begin to run the show is going to go sideways in a hurry.
Yeah, and people are afraid. You know, we have an economy that's gone south because of the Bush administration with the subprime loans. because of their pure racism, pure greed, you know, just decided to prey on Africans and immigrants in this country who are trying to live the American dream, and ended up destabilizing the entire, you know, Anglophone, well, basically the entire Western world in terms of finance, and they just walked away and, you know, nothing. And in the meantime, they continue to fill these holes. We have complete chaos. But even then, Bob, I need to say this quick before we leave off. You remember the new Greenwald project, The Intercept?
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to Pando Daily, and, you know, think about the source now. Pando Daily is reporting, or at least Mark Ames, is reporting that the founder, or the guy who gave them, who bankrolled that whole thing, that he co-funded this Ukraine revolution.
Yeah, Omidyar?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, who do we trust? Who do we believe? You know, we have you out here struggling. We have Mike Malloy out here struggling, you know, to just maintain. You know, we might lose our distribution for Fourth World Radio. And then we have, you know, Amy Goodman, who's been kicking it for I don't know how long, and, you know, they're still asking for money. But then we see something like this. This is the founder of eBay, and now he's behind the Interceptor. And then we have Nazis in Ukraine, and it turns out that that he may be one of the people, according to what his own reporters found out, may have been funding this revolution. You know, George Orwell must be spinning in his grave.
He's rotated through out the other side of the planet by now, Angry. Well, we do have to roll, and I hope we'll have time to extend this conversation a little bit on a non-prayer meeting day, because it needs a lot more time spent on it.
All right, brother, you take care, and everybody do what you can to support the Horn and every other independent, you know, producer out here, because you know they need your help, we need your help. In order for us to be able to get these alternative voices out here, you need to support this form of media if you can.
Thank you very kindly, our buddy, the Angry Indian, Fourth World Radio. Check it out. It is time to get out of here, and Angry was right. It's just anybody who's doing something like this is struggling. It is, I guess, a fact of life in independent progressive media. And the struggle continues. Thank you very much to Sal, who kicked in this evening, as he so often does. Thank you very much, Sal, to help us keep things afloat here. We are down to needing to raise only $155 for the evening, but the evening is over. So any help between now and tomorrow means that maybe we get out of the hole that we are getting ourselves in here 5 days into March. PayPal button or traditional mail is just fine. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for wonderful conversations this evening. And I hope you'll be back for Thorn in the Side Thursday tomorrow. Thanks to all of you for spending your time here. Sitting around and thinking about stuff and talking about stuff is all too rare in this culture, and yet we manage to do it here. And the invitation stands for anybody who wants to enter the conversation to do so. You see how energizing and how intriguing and occasionally how much fun it can be. Thanks for your emails, your Skype messages, your Skype calls, your calls on the regular phone. Thank you for your tweets and your Facebook postings. Thank you. Thanks to our all-volunteer staff, the men and women of Coal River Mountain Watch, crmw.net and acact.org. And always, 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 Gina, it's all for you.
Rick Smith is next on the Horn.
I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist, and I'm alarmed by the intrusions of religion into our secular government. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective organization of atheists and agnostics, working to keep state and church separate. Phone 1-800-335-4021, 1-800-335-4021, or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
My hatred for the American government. I've got no use for America. These are quotes from the founder of the Alaskan Independence Party. Sarah Palin and her husband were members of this anti-American organization which supported separation of their state from the United States.
I'm Governor Sarah Palin, and I am delighted to welcome you to the 2008 Alaskan Independence Party Convention.
Does this represent your view, your America? Sarah Palin, a heartbeat away from the presidency.
This is Noam Chomsky. Strong evidence suggests that the Bush administration launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge and tortured, targeted civilians and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Hello, I'm Carol Gordon. Plan B is an emergency contraceptive that prevents pregnancy. It is not an abortion pill and does not cause an abortion, only the prevention of pregnancy. If you have had unprotected sex or have been raped and need Plan B, contact your local Indian Health Service. You have a legal right to receive Plan B over the counter, meaning without a prescription or a doctor's appointment if you are 17 or older. Plan B must be taken within 72 hours of sexual intercourse to be effective. For more information, call 605-487-7072. This message is brought to you by the Native American Women's Health Education Resource Center.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
It means preparing for the future of our children, our grandchildren, and our wild, wonderful West Virginia. Developing our renewable energy resources is the best way to ensure a clean, sustainable way of life and safe, good-paying jobs for generations to come. Here in the Mountain State, our most abundant energy resource is the wind. Our ridges and majestic mountain peaks shape and direct the wind like stones in a mountain stream. Coal River Mountain is the ideal place for developing wind power. The Coal River Mountain Wind Farm will provide us with a source of clean energy and good jobs forever. We have the power to make our future happen now. Be a part of the clean energy solution for West Virginia by visiting coalriverwind.org or call 304-854-2182. That's coalriverwind.org, 854-2182.
Hey, this is Ra LaMata.
And Donna from EPSI.
And you're listening to a
Creative Commons licensed podcast.
Word.
Let me ask a very simple question. Does it concern you that the government is spying on you? 30 years ago, to even ask this question would have been a scandal. If you lived through Watergate, if you read the Church Committee reports, you know the costs of unchecked government surveillance. The government is exploiting our amnesia. We did not pass the Fourth Amendment in order to protect those with something to hide. We passed that amendment, which prohibits general warrants or limitless surveillance, because we know all too well the cost of an unaccountable government. The question is not, do you have something to hide? The question is whether we control government or the government controls us. Remember, this struggle is part of who we are as a people. This country was born in rebellion because the British government was exerting too much control over American lives. We broke free and began to create a system of government meant to protect liberty. Our national history reveals a constant struggle to stay true to this value. We face one of those moments of struggle right now. Recent leaks have given us a glimpse into our government's gigantic surveillance machine. It's a machine that is eating our freedom. If this concerns you, and it should, you need to contact your representatives in Congress now. Ask them to end the tracking of Americans' domestic communications. I won't stand idly by while our civil liberties are eaten by the NSA surveillance machine. You shouldn't either.
Now that America has a black president, is this proof that racism is a thing of the past?
Well, I think white men were 100% of the people that wrote the Constitution, 100% of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence, 100% of the people who died at Gettysburg and Vicksburg, probably close to 100% of the people who died at Normandy. This has been a country built basically by white folks in this country who were 90% of the entire nation. I think they ought to do. They ought to defend the legitimate rights of white working class folks who are the victims of discrimination.
With white people showing love like this, who needs enemies? Intelligent Aboriginal media. The anti-colonial cure for mental slavery.
This is Radio Anglo-Indian. Anglo-Indian radio for the fourth world.
Y yo basta, y echado a andar.